Welcome to the Working Mama Podcast, a show that provides real-world tips, tricks, and advice to all working mamas on how they can have a career, family, and hopefully one day break the glass ceiling.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of the Working Mama Podcast. How's your day going today? Well, today I'm actually going to do a solo episode and I want to talk to you about just the exhaustion and just I hear so many times at the moment the pure exhaustion that so many people, particularly women, are facing. And I just want to have a chat about it. And I really want to start by saying you do you, mama. Don't listen to what others are saying. Don't look over the fence and compare yourself. You know what? Do what works for you and your family. There's so many things and so many messages that are around at the moment of this is what you should be doing and that's what you should be doing. You know what? I call a BS on it all. You know what I say instead? Stop, pause, and reflect. Ask yourself, what makes me happy at the moment? What am I really getting exhausted by? You know, is it the hustle or is it the mental load? Because we often know that a big part of being exhausted as a working mum is because of the mental load and we're not sharing it probably enough, or even maybe our partners aren't picking up enough. And it was interesting because I was having a conversation on the weekend and people were talking about holidaying in Bali. I didn't know any of these people and many had gone overseas. And I stood there for a little while going, should I be going overseas? And just by being around that environment, I was thinking, I just went to Queensland over Easter and I was pretty happy with that. Is that not good enough? And it's one of those things, the more you hear these messages, the more that you think that what you should be doing and what you should be feeling. Instead, I then needed to catch myself and go, no, I've got other dreams and other plans for a holiday. No offense, it's probably not my favorite and ideal holiday is to go to Bali. I'd much rather go other places, but everyone's different. And that's exactly my point. What makes me happy for a holiday, say if I'm going down the ski slopes on a bluebird day and it's been fresh powder snow, that would be my ideal and my idea of great fun and a great holiday. But I know that it's not for everyone. People don't want to be cold and things. So you know what? That is perfectly okay. So just because someone is saying something that you don't need to get caught up in that wave. So if you're looking at people that may be working 3 days a week, 4 days a week, or even full time, or even they're not working at all, that's okay. Ultimately, what comes back to it is what's your why? What's your values? And what kind of mum do you want to be? And as I'm going through this journey of becoming a mum, so I've had a son that started primary school this year. I've also got one still in childcare. And I have to say, every phase is hard. I thought school was going to be a lot easier. You know, thought, oh yeah, cool. You know, they're a little bit older. It's not going to be as maybe hard as childcare at times. Oh my goodness. I will warn you now, school can be a lot more challenging at times. And also the admin that comes with school of all the alerts and what your child should be doing. And yes, there's that word again, that S word, the shoulds. But also it really comes back to, you know, with a child now in school, you know, as it makes me reflect on what kind of working mum do I want to be? You hear a lot of people of saying, I'm not going to start work until my kids are in school. You know what? Start work before your kids start in school, because then that time you can actually work the 9 till 5, because childcare will actually be open longer than those hours. School is only 9 till 3:30. Not very favorable for the typical, and I put in inverted commas, typical corporate jobs. So, you know, the classic 9 till 5 kind of hours. And yes, there's flexible work, but still ultimately that's the system that we're unfortunately in, rightly or wrongly, from 100 years ago. So yeah, think about as well, we often talk about, you know, as we're returning back into work, what kind of mum and what kind of working mum life do we want to be? Did you reflect on this? Probably not. it's one of those things as well, because there's so much, you know, as when we fall pregnant, we then think, right, okay, I've got to find, so if you're going private, I've got to find a doctor, or, you know, if, regardless what, you've got to go have a hospital and do that and prepare for the birth and things. But ultimately, that birth is probably at most a couple of days, you know, depending on your labor and, you know, the recovery and the hospital time can, you know, if you go public, it'll be, say, 2 days, and private, maybe 3 or 4 to 5 days. But really, there's a lot of focus and energy and time, and probably also marketing messages that are around the birth. But I have to say, how much time do you put into thinking about what your life, your ecosystems, your village is going to look like when you return back into work and be a working mum? Because I'm guessing maybe not. We put so much effort and focus, as I said, on the birth, but then we've got, you know, 18, these days probably 25, 30 years of really then supporting our kids. And I have to say, during the different stages of, you know, initially returning back into work with kids in childcare, then the school transitions, and I know that high school yet again will then be probably something even more on another level. But it's also, you know, and now as a working mum with primary school age child, it's a different focus, and I've had to reevaluate, well, what do I want to do? Do I want to be there at school pickup and things? So it's those things that you, those big phases, reevaluating that pause, the stop and reflect. And I ask you, ask yourself this question: what kind of working mum do I want to be? What do I want to be around for? Do I want the flexibility? Do I want to be, say, in the office 5 days a week or something like that? Some people would. And you know what? That's perfectly okay, because I'll use all the support structures around. So that's also a really good way of, you know, when you're talking about, you know, the exhaustion and things, pause and stop and reflect. What is it that you really ultimately want? What is going to make you happy? What's going to help you and your family on this journey? It doesn't last a couple of days like a birth. Being a working mom and raising kids lasts for 18 plus years. As I've mentioned before in previous podcasts, your identity has changed and your priorities have changed, and that process is called matrescence. So you've gone through this whole big journey, and often what happens is that you go from, you know, returning, you go from maternity leave, return back into work, and generally return back into work, you're wanting to go, yep, this is my old me, I'm just going to continue off where I left off, and away you go. But in reality, as I said, matrescence, and things have changed, your priorities have changed. So really there, you can't continue off where you left when you went on maternity leave. Things naturally have changed. You've got a child that's there dependent on you and hopefully also your partner. And so how are you going to raise that child, or, you know, potentially even children? So that really makes you then go, oh my goodness. And yes, the exhaustion's there. There's kids are demanding. So then what are you then going to do throughout the week if you're so busy with work, so busy with kids? What are you going to do? Even just have some quiet time to yourself. It might be, right, we're going to get the kids down a little bit earlier at night, so you can actually have even half an hour in front of the TV watching the next Bridgerton or something like that. So, or even a quiet cup of tea. So that's one of those things that comes back to, what do you want? What kind of working mum do you want to be? What kind of, you know, village do you need? And you know what? We all need a village. I have over probably 10, I think, people in my village that really help me navigate the juggle. I don't do it alone, and I don't even try to do it alone. A big one is my husband. Another one is childcare. Another one's school, even after school care. Both sets of grandparents, having a cleaner, and, you know, the shop, different people, friends in my village and things like that, even just as support structures for me, you know, definitely mentally are there. But I've got my village to certainly help me through. And have I got it down pat? Definitely not. But it's that constant test and learn, test and learn. What's working, what's not? When do we need to reevaluate, even day by day, as things are changing? There's a few things that I know that I want to implement. I just haven't had the time to do it. But I will get there. So that's really what I want to say, was, and get yourself to reflect on this, of, ask yourself, what type of mum and working mum do you want to be? And if you want to have that flexibility about sometimes doing the childcare or the, you know, the even the school pickups and things like that, what is the flexibility and what is the things and support structures to make that possible? So, for example, if it's childcare, you know, pickups and things, do you have enough flexibility in your role that you could maybe take off half an hour, go do the pickup and then come back? And it might mean that you work an extra, you know, half an hour at different time to make that up, or, you know, think about the outputs as well. But it comes back to what is the ultimate goal? Where is it you want to be? And to where are you now? And what are the little steps that are going to help you reach that? And if you don't have an employer at the moment that gives you that level of flexibility, it's something that you desire, it might be that you then evaluate, well, what is an employer that might make that possible? Or, like, I've spoken to a couple of people recently, they're actually like, right, employers aren't giving me the flexibility they want and I'm going to go it alone. So if you're interested in something like that, definitely check out a recent podcast I did with Kate Toon around working in school hours. It's highly recommended, and also her book. But it's one of those things that I've also personally in my corporate role, I've been able to build up my reputation, and also when I've requested flexible work, they support me where I'm at the moment. Yes, they'd love me to work full time. Do I want to work full time at the moment? No, it's crazy enough with two young boys. And so I really want to just make sure I've got that flexibility built in. If I want to work that extra hour, I may maybe on my mummy and the boys day, I can, but I've take a real debits and credits view on things. So the company really aligns with me at the moment, what their direction is, their philosophy, but also it really gives me the flexibility. And so really I'm there, and one of their retention strategies for me definitely is about the work, but it's also about the flexibility, and it matches. So I come back to my question, what is it that you want as a working mum? What do you want? When do you want to be there for your kids? What do you want to be present for? And, you know, both physically, emotionally, and mentally around with your kids. Because we also talk about the return to work and being there for our kids when they're really young. And I've spoken to a few people recently that have got teenage kids, and they said you need to be there just as much for the older kids as what you do for the younger kids. So as I talked about the different transitions through the different learning phases from childcare to or kinder as well to school, to primary school and then to high school, your kids are also going to need you in different ways. Definitely when they're younger, they're going to need you more physically, but as they get older, they're also going to need you there emotionally. May not necessarily say everything, they may grunt, but they're going to want to know that you're there. So it's also, it's not just, as I say, looking at the structures for when they're young, but what are you going to do for, you know, pretty much that 18 years initially until they reach adulthood and university of how you can support them. So look at this as the long game. So I come back to what I said earlier, is what kind of working mum do you want to be? And you could even have it during the different phases of some of your goals, and to then consider and reflect, where are you now to where you want to be as that, you know, that goal of being present with your kids, or you know, what kind of juggle? Do you want to work from home? Do you want to work from the office and things like that? There's so many different variables. I can't even list them all out because everyone's situation is going to be different. So that's why now I'm just getting you to think about the little things. Think about those transitions. As I said earlier, it's the, you know, the 3 or 4 or 5 days of a birth, and when you're in hospital, that so much effort is put on that. But then how much effort is then put on subsequently as your transition back to work, you know, the childcare, the kinders, the primary schools and things like that, about what you're going to need during those periods. And yes, there's a lot of planning at times that goes into it, even on a weekly basis. I know for me personally, I'm like, right, am I in the office? My husband in the office? When do I need to use after school care? Who's picking up who and who's getting dinner and all that? Yes, that part's exhausting, but there's also an element of, if we've planned it out, it will be less exhausting because I hate the last minute stuff and that makes me stressed and worried. And so then we will get there. So you know what, Mama, I'm going to leave you there, but just I really want you to reflect on what is it that you want. Come back to what makes you happy, what makes your family happy, and also how do you make your family sing all together and actually be happy and not so stressed out. So I really, you know, it makes me sad when I hear people going, I'm just exhausted. And I then think, why? Where is that exhaustion coming from? And how could I possibly help you? So if you're ever looking for support, definitely the Working Mama Village membership is there to support you. It's a community. We've also got resources and lots inside to really help you thrive and navigate the juggle. Please know that having to go through this, you don't have to do it alone. We're here to support you. So think about Working Mama Village as like your own little personal coach and tribe of people that are really behind you. The membership now is always open, so you're welcome to join at any time. So with that, I hope you have an amazing day. And until next time, keep smiling, keep thriving, and best of luck in deciding what you want to do and the type of working mum that you want to be and the journey that you want to go on for where and reaching those goals. Ciao.
Thank you for listening to the Working Mama podcast. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast catcher. Please also feel free to contact me on any of the Working Mama social channels. Remember, Mama is M-U-M-M-A, or website www.workingmama.com.au. I would appreciate you to share this podcast with friends and colleagues, especially those that are parents managing the juggle. And I would really appreciate if you had to take the time out to leave a review of the podcast. Thank you, and see you next time. Have a great week.